Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going to jump around with Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, in just a couple of minutes around at 9:20 as he usually comes on Fridays. Omar Kelly, Trevor Harris, I am Dan Day. Omar, I don't know if you know this about me. I really haven't been back to my apartment in 2 weeks.
Yes, I've heard this.
Spent 10 days in Portland, Mount Rainier, and Seattle, and then I landed, came to work, and I've been working mornings and working nights. So last night, what do I do when I get home at maybe like 1 o'clock in the morning and know that I have to get up at 4 o'clock to come here? I decided I'm going to get my – I was at Duffy's doing my DJ and MC, and I brought my Impossible Burger. And all I want to do is eat my Impossible Burger and go to bed. But, you know, turn on the TV, and on Netflix, I see a documentary about the Zulu Mardi Gras Parade in New Orleans. And, man, I got hooked. That thing was unbelievable. And, of course, you know, I have that background knowing about the Zulu Parade and Mardi Gras. But if you get a chance – seriously, you got to check out this Zulu Parade. It is inspirational for the human beings in general, just absolutely just an inspiring, awestruck thing, which kept me up till about 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So a little bit of sleep, and now we have the weekend, and today's good because there's not a lot going on in the sports world. We don't have basketball like last night.
Mm-hmm.
Pacers did push a game 7.
Fortunately, we have one more game to play.
Got one more game.
Yes, fortunately.
College World Series begins tomorrow. Championship games between the LSU Tigers, go Tigers, and Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina on a 23-game winning streak. So, got the work cut out for them there.
Go Tigers.
Inter Miami, they did win yesterday against Porto. They played Brazil's Palmeiras on Monday. Got a break right there. So, kind of a slower night. WNBA's probably got some action going on, and you know, there's always baseball. The Marlins, they're playing the Braves, so
we got to figure out who's beating up Caitlin Clark this weekend.
That has been crazy, man.
You mean Sophia Cunningham being the new Bill Laimbeer or something?
Listen, it's keeping you watching and entertained and tuned in. It is.
I'm 100% bought into this Caitlin Clark, and you know, all time Angel Reese. I love him. I think they know what they're doing. I honestly, like...
It's not even Angel Reese anymore.
She's earning her stripes. Let's put it that way. That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah. I think, you know, yes, is there some jealousy and envy from the league? Absolutely. But people forget about this, and I'm not young enough to... I'm not too young to remember this. Jordan got this kind of treatment.
Oh, absolutely.
Early in his career. They beat the snot out of him.
Absolutely.
Early in his career, from the Knicks to the Pistons
to Celtics, too.
Celtics, they would whoop his tail.
That's why you had Charles Oakley.
Because they saw him coming.
Yeah, they knew it.
Yep. So, Caitlin Clark, enjoy these whoopings now. It just means that you are that talent.
Yeah, they know it. They know what's going on. They got to be careful, though, man. Caitlin Clark goes down for a whole season. Although this WNBA looks like it has figured it out.
Why you say that?
It looks like they figured out. They kind of had an identity problem early on. Now they kind of know
in terms of who they're selling to?
The game that they play now, who they're selling to, their personnel, and everything like that. And the popularity of the sport. And I'll be honest, I was in Seattle, and I was at a female-themed sports bar.
Oh. Okay.
So the goal of is they have mostly female sports. That's their main thing. And they had the WNBA game next to the NBA Finals right there. And I'll tell you, granted, I was not paying the greatest amount of attention, and it was midway through the day, and I was on vacation. But it's a good product, man. It was right up there. And they had a lot of people that were into the WNBA game. Granted, it was a bar for stuff like that. But I feel as though they've kind of realized what works best for them and how to kind of sell this league, and it's doing great. And also, making it so far very easy to gamble on has also helped the popularity of the league.
You think so?
Absolutely. A lot of my guy friends are big WNBA fans simply because some of the overs and unders and props are just, I mean, I see them a mile away. And if I'm seeing them a mile away, like, oh, Caitlin Clark, 12 and a half tonight. Like, she's going to score 12 and a half points. Come on. You know, so you bet the overs and stuff. So eventually Las Vegas is going to catch up. I know, because they don't want to lose money. But that has also helped the league grow. So
I never thought about it from that standpoint. You degenerates out there are driving the ratings.
Hey, it's good for summer content because casinos need action, yo.
Yeah, that's true. Trying to bait you into betting, huh?
There is some heavy betting on that one, man. So that's keeping us going right there. Baseball, I'm a big Marlins fan. I love baseball. I was even keeping an eye on the Mets and the Atlanta Braves last night.
I need a good series to go to for the next 3 weeks. I want to go to a Marlins series. I just don't know. And give me a good promotion, too.
They got Fan Fest. They got Flanagan's Fan Fest. That is tomorrow. So if you buy a special ticket, you get a special jersey and some other goodies like that.
Jersey?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So you got to buy the ticket. Take the ride, man.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow's a little quick of a turnaround.
Yeah, I'm trying to see some good.
Brewers for your 4th of July weekend.
You also got the Padres coming to town. At the end of July. That's a fun one.
That's a weekday series. That's a good one.
You get Tatis.
No, end of July will be in football season. So
July 23rd?
Yeah.
Milwaukee's a good product.
That's like day 2 of camp.
Let's see. July 23rd, though. Is that a weekday?
Yeah, it's a weekday.
That's a Wednesday at noon.
Meet me there, man. I got your ticket.
No, I'm in football season at that point.
On a Wednesday?
I'm talking about camp day 1 is 22nd. So July 23rd, I'll be working.
Don't go to the Yankees. They're coming to town. That's going to be all Yankee fans.
Yeah.
I just want a good atmosphere.
Oh, we'll have a lot of people at the Yankees games.
Okay.
The Astros are coming to town right after that. That's always, interesting and fun.
What's that 10-day break you go into the Chicago and Detroit?
Week, like, 3 of pre-exhibition? No, it's, week 3 training camp.
Come in here when we're done, when they're commercial.
But I would think, Omar, once the football season starts, it's it. It's like you're riding a roller coaster. You can't take a break.
Yeah, no.
Stop the roller coaster. I need a couple days off.
There's no stopping the roller coaster.
There's none of that, man.
Once I'm on, I'm on.
Yeah, I would think there's none of that taking off and having a little bit of downtime. And we were talking earlier too, like, ignorantly asked you, what's the best trip you're going to get this year out of the Dolphin season? And it's obviously Madrid.
Yeah, obviously Madrid.
But there's no, it's kind of not safe.
It's a little sparse, it's a little barren.
You got Seattle last year. That was nice.
Yeah.
You got Atlanta. Yeah, you like Atlanta.
I like Atlanta. I like Carolina. Funny. I met a couple yesterday, and I met them on the road in Green Bay, which the game that I advised everybody not to do last year, the Green Bay Thanksgiving game, but they did it anyway because they have this goal of going to every stadium in the NFL. And they were like, yeah, we had to leave at halftime because it was so cold. And I was like, I told you. And they're trying to plan a trip this year. They're considering Buffalo. And the reasons they're considering Buffalo is because the weather will be good then. And I'm like, okay, if this is your goal and you want to go to every NFL city, Buffalo early season, not a bad choice.
Also the last year of Ralph Wilson Stadium, too.
Ooh, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I actually like Ralph Wilson
Stadium. I do, awesome. Too. I've been there 3 times.
Yeah, I actually like Ralph Wilson. It's a good venue to see a game.
Yep.
The action is, it's like one of the last places in the NFL where the action is right on top of you.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And there's probably not a bad seat in the house.
Yeah, don't you kind of, not under the field, the field is kind of elevated.
The field is elevated, so there isn't really a bad seat in the house. So I hate telling people to go to Buffalo.
It's week 3. It'll be warm.
I hate telling people to go to Buffalo because you really shouldn't. But
stop
if your goal is to go to every NFL city and see the stadium, then probably make that trip.
Okay.
Even though I could promise you it's going to be disastrous.
That's as much of an endorsement you're going to get from Omar about Buffalo.
Buffalo is my most dreaded trip of the NFL. And every year, I used to mock it so much on Twitter that Buffalo Bills fans hated me.
Okay. They still do. I've checked, by the way. My buddy's a Bills fan.
Yeah, I just want peace from Bills fans right now.
All right.
I'll go to my Bills bar. I know.
I can't even harass you about your team. Like, your team is a powerhouse. So, you know, you could just laugh at me and mock me.
All right. Well, we're going to have Mike Florio in just a minute. Real quick, couple of quick notes. Coastal Carolina on a 26, not 23 game winning streak. That's going to end tomorrow with LSU. They're about to go on a 2-game losing streak. And Messi only scored one goal yesterday, Trevor. That was the goal that won the game yesterday, though they did beat Porto.
Looked like two.
You know, it was a great free kick. So Mike Florio is next. We're going to talk to him. Stay tuned. This is the Joe Rowe Show on 560 WQAM.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Heading out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Talking to Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio. Mike Florio, Dan Day, Omar Kelly with you right now. Earlier this week, Jair Alexander signs with the Baltimore Ravens. $4 million 1 year. $2 million possible bonuses in there. Does that possibly set the market for cornerbacks? And as Dolphins fans with the Jalen Ramsey situation, should we be a little bit worried about any of that?
I think the issue, and good morning, with Jair Alexander is he missed 20 regular season games the last 2 years. The Packers pulled the plug on his contract. It was due to pay him $16 million this year. They weren't able to trade him. No one was going to take on that commitment because he's got to reestablish himself. And I think that's the key. $6 million maximum earnings for Jair Alexander just proved that there isn't a belief in him right now. So I don't think it really changes anything as it relates to Jalen Ramsey. I think it's a fascinating situation in and of itself because here we are on June 20 and he's yet to be traded, and I don't know when he's going to be traded, but I think Alexander is a unique situation driven by the fact that, as Mark Murphy, the Packers CEO, said, he needs to be able to play, and he hasn't played much the past couple of years.
Mike, I want to ask you a little bit about this Jalen situation. Obviously, most people thought that there was some deal lined up. I thought even at the I thought even at the NFL draft that they had some unspoken about deal that they were waiting until June 1st. What do you think has taken so long to get this deal done?
Hey, Omar, my guess is they only have one team that's interested, and it sounds like it's the Rams, because the Rams are the only team that has spoken publicly and acknowledged in any way that there could be a potential deal that would reunite him with the LA organization. And when you only have one team at the table and you don't have the ability to say, we'll just keep him, you don't have leverage. You've got to have multiple teams once you make it clear that you're moving on from the player. That's always your best leverage, you know, for anything. If somebody wants to buy your car and you've got a price that you want for it and they say, nah, that's not good enough, you say, fine, I'll just keep it. That doesn't work here. Fine, I'll just keep it doesn't work here, because we know that Jalen Ramsey and the Dolphins are done. And it occurred to me the other day, you know, we could have a Deshaun Watson situation where he sits into the regular season and they pay him to stay away and they wait for the trade deadline. And you know, as long as he's okay with it, he can't be forced to stay away from the team. But as long as he's okay with it, he stays home, he gets paid, and the Dolphins wait for the right deal and they pay him every week of the regular season. I'm not saying that will happen, but it could happen. And unless and until somebody else comes to the table and they get a deal done and multiple teams put pressure on each other to do a deal better than whatever is available to the Dolphins now, it's not going to get done.
Yeah. Let's talk about another player on the trading block, Jonnu Smith. Obviously, this, in my mind, is more leverage negotiations, trying to strong-arm the organization to give him a significant pay raise. But Pittsburgh is out there. Pittsburgh has shown interest. Pittsburgh's offensive coordinator is his former coach. Do you think it would be wise for Miami to, let's say, move Jonnu for a fourth-round pick? And what would the benefits of this be?
Well, I mean, it all comes down to what it's going to take to make him happy. Do you want to make the financial investment? How big of a role is he expected to have in this year's offense? And, you know, hey, it feels, and I know they call it not a rebuilding year. And, you know, I think there's a lot of pressure on a lot of people with that team. So if Absolutely. You start peeling off assets in exchange for future draft picks, you may not be there to use the future draft picks.
Correct.
So I would want, at a minimum, somebody that's going to help me now. If I'm trading a current asset, I want a current asset in return, because I may just be picking up an extra draft pick for the new GM and new head coach.
This is something I did want to discuss with you. I heard your interview with Joe Rose and the guys in Hollywood last week, and you said something that I had issue with, primarily because of my experience. You said that you didn't know if Mike McDaniel was a head coach. And I can understand where you gained that thought process from, because you have not dealt with him on a day-to-day basis. I do know many, many Dolphins head coaches that had no business being head coach, from Cam Cameron to Joe Philbin. I don't really know if I could put Adam Gase in that category. But the one thing I will say about Mike is there is a presence to him. There is a charisma to him that makes me think that he could be a head coach. The question is, can he change and be tough on his players? And that's my biggest concern. And can you maintain the locker room, especially when your team knows you're heading into this critical season?
I don't think we disagree, Omar. I think we're on the same page. I'm not saying he had no business ever being hired. The point is it sustainable? And there are guys who are good enough to get the jobs, but are they good enough to keep the jobs over the long haul? And this whole culture change annual thing and guys showing up late, and, you know, at some point, there's a middle ground between Brian Flores and Mike McDaniel that a Dolphins head coach needs to find. And if McDaniel doesn't find it, then they're going to be finding a coach sooner than later who will be that guy who isn't at the Belichick end of the spectrum, but isn't their best friend and nice guy and kind of quirky, funny, non-threatening. When the NFLPA puts their report cards out and you see guys getting A's, one of the things that we talk about on PFC Live is maybe you don't want your players giving you A's. You know, maybe you'll want your players to not think that they're your best friend. And that's what makes it hard. You know, think about it. Anytime you've ever been in school, all of a sudden the teacher shows up who's always been kind of easy on the class and the teacher's acting tough. Your first reaction is kind of laugh and say, what's going on here? So it's really going to take an effort by Mike McDaniel to change. And then the question is, does he lose his authenticity if he's someone other than who he really is? So I think we have common ground on this, because if he continues to be the guy that he's been, I don't know that it's sustainable. He could be a great offensive coordinator, but I don't know that the head coach job is sustainable unless he changes. And if he changes, will he lose that thing that has made him, you know, a guy that you believe can be an effective head coach?
ProFootballTalk.com, Mike Florio. Want to ask you this. A lot of people here in South Florida are saying we cannot have another season like we had last season. If, for some reason, the season does end up very similar this year, do you feel as though a lot of people want these guys gone? Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel are on that hot seat and will be out of here if they have another repeat of last year.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, the only person whose opinion matters is the owner of the team, Stephen Ross. And people were surprised and some were dismayed that there were no major changes after what happened last year. So only he knows how much patience he has and whether or not he's going to undertake significant change. But he's getting closer and closer to the Leon Hess phase. Remember when Leon Hess fired Pete Carroll? And who did he hire? Rich Kotite? I mean, basically, I only got so many more chances to try to win a championship. And Stephen Ross, mid-80s now?
Yeah.
You know, at some point, that mindset's going to potentially take over. If he really wants to get his fingers on a Lombardi trophy, that may cause him to make a move that it wouldn't necessarily be a rash move, because you got plenty of fans, especially if this year doesn't go well, that are going to be saying, yeah, let's do it. But the one thing you always have to keep in mind, who do you replace the current coach and or GM with? And are you going to be better off? And you better be confident you're going to be better off than you currently are, because you could just end up making things a whole lot worse.
I say this, and I've written a column about this in the Miami Herald. People don't realize how traumatic Steve Ross's hiring experiences have been. When you go to his very start, where he makes a run at Jeff Fisher and, you know, gets basically turned down, go to the Harbaugh chase, and basically Harbaugh goes to the 49ers and he creates the uncomfortable situation between Tony Sparano and Jeff Ireland. Hell, look at the last pursuit where, you know, he basically takes a shot at Sean Payton and, it, you know, gets caught tampering and then has to settle with Mike McDaniel. People don't realize how traumatic. Think about when he hired Dennis Hickey as his GM, and four other individuals turned him down for that position because he wasn't willing to fire Joe Philbin. People don't realize how traumatic his hiring experiences has been, which is why I think he stuck with what he had for at least one more season. Do you think that there is one guy out there potentially that could be appealing to Steve Ross to say, okay, I can make wholesale changes and trust and believe that I can hand the organization to this individual and it will all be good in 4 years?
Well, you mentioned Payton. And Payton has a common mentor with a guy who's coaching at North Carolina this year. And that dawned on me earlier this week. I know the Buccaneers are a team to just kind of keep an eye on, because we all assume the NFL is done with Bill Belichick. And I don't know that that's a safe assumption to make when you have 32 independent businesses making different decisions for different reasons at different times and different motivations and different factors. I'll ask you, do you think Ross would hire a guy like Belichick? Because I could see him getting himself to the point where, for the same reasons he was convinced that Payton was the answer, I could see him convincing himself that Belichick is the answer.
I don't know about that, because that would mean that he would take down Don Shula's record. And I don't know if South Florida can get in bed with the enemy. from a community standpoint. I think it, in my mind, it's more realistic that you pay for Mike Tomlin if things go sour in Pittsburgh, and obviously the Aaron Rodgers experience goes left. Everybody pretty much knows that Pittsburgh fans, I don't think it's fair or realistic or responsible, but they hate Mike Tomlin at this point. And they're ready to move on, even though I think that's crazy. So would I give up a first-round pick for Mike Tomlin? Absolutely.
And that's the key. What would it take to get him away from the Steelers? Because I raised that with someone who has ties to the organization. If they don't win a playoff game this year, is the next desperate move the Steelers make to move on from Tomlin? And this person's impression is there's no way they're ever firing Tomlin because he would immediately be snatched up by somebody else. There'd be a team out there that otherwise wasn't going to fire its head coach. It would fire its head coach if it thought it could get Tomlin. But if you talk about a potential trade and Tomlin's on board with that, yeah, that would make sense. And he would be that middle ground between Flores and McDaniel. I think that's the key for the next hire. You don't want to swing all the way back to Flores. You want somebody who would bring discipline, respect, and just spark the kind of positivity blended with that selective negativity that a coach has to have to really get through to the players and get everybody to show up on time and get everybody committed and make sure you don't have your star players after the last game of the season popping off about how they don't want to be there anymore.
Mike, I want it with the Lakers going for $10 million. And obviously $10 billion. And obviously the Lakers are probably, arguably, outside of the Yankees and Dallas Cowboys, one of the premier franchises in sports. Do you think that could potentially raise the price for not just NFL teams but sports teams? Or is that just a Lakers price?
I think anytime a new record is set in any sport for the value of a franchise, and when you have a team from a sport other than the NFL set a bar higher than any NFL team has gone for, it's just a matter of time before an NFL team sails past it. The Clippers went for $2 billion in 2014, and we all lost our minds. $2 billion? What? $2 billion?
Yeah.
For a basketball team? For the B team in L.A.? $2 billion? Are you kidding me? And then the Panthers a couple of years later went for more than $2 billion, and then the Broncos went for 4.65, and the Commanders went for 6.05. And the key is, last month, the 49ers sold a minority share of the team, just a sliver of the team, at a valuation of 8.6. So these NFL teams are going up and up and up in value. And I know the Lakers are the gold standard in the NBA. I think any and every NFL team now has a floor of $10 billion after the Lakers go for $10
billion. Any? Hold on. Did you just say any?
Any.
Buffalo?
If it's any team that's available. Now, who's available? The Seahawks eventually are going to be available because Jody Allen is required by the terms of her late brother's estate plan to sell them. She's selling the Portland Trail Blazers. It'll be interesting to see what they get. At some point, she'll sell the Seahawks. Nobody else is for sale. I wonder when one of these owners who would otherwise have held the team until he died, I wonder when one of these owners is going to say, I'm going to tap out. I'm taking my money. This is too much to say no to as these numbers keep going higher and higher. So, yeah, I think any NFL team, majority stake for sale, the valuation would be $10 billion or more.
Nice to hear. I just got into the wrong business.
I'm just curious, what's Jeannie Buss and the Buss family going to do with this $10 billion? Because, I mean...
Well, let me tell you this, too. And the Dolphins organization, the very top of the organization, may not like this, but fans should like it very much. Dolphins fans would be better off if Stephen Ross sold the team to somebody who would, be in the building every day and be a presence and not allow. Remember some of the dysfunction we've seen in the past where you got fight between this person and that person and that person. And I had an owner years ago, and it's been 10, 12 years ago. Somebody asked about, hey, what do you think about Stephen Ross, living in New York and owning a team in Miami? And the response was, I love competing against him. So if Stephen Ross wants to take $10 billion, Dolphins fans may be better off. If the team is just like a coach, you better be sure the replacement is better than the one that's gone.
Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, we appreciate your time so much. Danny Rabinowitz and Joe Rose will be back next week. They'll talk to you next Friday. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Great talking to you.
Once again, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Nobody does it better. Interesting. I like competing against Stephen Ross. He's in New York. His team's down in Miami.
You know what? I don't believe it makes that much of a difference. I don't believe it's the owner. Is Mickey Arison the reason why he'd have culture?
I think it's part of it, yeah.
Is Bruce Sherman
the reason the Marlins are in the train wreck that they are?
Well, the Marlins won with David Sampson.
Yeah.
He was a train wreck. He was a walking train wreck. So I'm not sure. I don't want. It's just like.
Are the Dallas Cowboys better that Jerry Jones is there every single day?
Exactly. I'm like Suge Knight, where it's like I don't want my executive producer all on my songs saying take that. I don't want my owner over my shadow, over my shoulder micromanaging me.
That's interesting. Yeah, I guess a point could be made for both.
Write a check and shut up and go sit in your corner.
How's that worked out for the past 25 years for the Dolphins, though?
I don't think that's the reason they've been mediocre for the last 25 years. It starts with a quarterback.
I was going to say,
if you listen to Steve Ross, Lamar Jackson would be your quarterback.
Yeah,
I'll sell tickets.
This is the thing. If we knew the reason why, we'd probably have the answer by now. We're still trying to figure it all out. Okay, we're going to figure it all out. Final segment of the Joe Rose Show on a Friday next, 560 WQAM.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're looking for something to do this weekend, my man, Omar Kelly, has something for you fresh off the presses. What you got for us?
Up on the Miami Herald today, right now, fresh off the presses, something I've been working on, which is basically the 10 things we learned from this offseason program. And as I told you earlier in the show, it starts with Steve Ross has put his wallet away.
Yeah.
Which is new for this organization. It's when have we not aggressively spent money? There have been periods where the first year Joe Philbin, they didn't spend money. The first year of Brian Flores, they didn't spend money.
Cool.
And here we are, year three of Mike McDaniel, year four of Mike McDaniel. We decided we're not going to spend money. We're going to be ultra conservative. Why? How did we get here?
Mm-hmm.
What's the motivation? And I personally believe the motivation is Steve Ross wants to see what you can do with what you have. And I also think it was going to be a harder sell for players to sign in on organization that you know is on the hot seat. So we'll see where that goes. The second thing is Mike McDaniel taking a more direct tone with his team and with his players. A lot of people are saying, "Oh, he's cursing with the media." Mike's always been a curser. Mike's always been a potty mouth. It's just he never took it to the podium. And I think he's being more universal in terms of who he is with everybody. And now people are saying, oh, he's got more edge. No, Mike's all – if you watch Hard Knocks, you saw that he had a filthy mouth. You saw that he cursed a lot. So I don't necessarily believe that that's the tone that he's trying to set. I just think that it's going to be a challenge for him. Probably the biggest challenge that he has is – he's got to get leaders to buy in, and he's got to get leaders to not just buy in but also sell. Like, you know, when you're – I used to work at Circuit City, and each store takes on the tone of the leadership.
Absolutely.
Just like each radio station and each newspaper, it takes on the tone of their leadership. If you don't believe in your leader and you don't believe in what the organization is doing, you know, you're just going to be here going through the motions. And Mike cannot afford a team going through the motions.
And is Mike McDaniel going to be true to himself, or is he going to find himself doing what he thinks he should be doing as opposed to what maybe is more natural to him? And if you're not natural, people aren't going to buy in.
And that's the thing that I've always liked and respected about Mike. People don't realize this is a guy that, like, his career bottomed out, and then he resurrected himself. Mm-hmm. This is a guy who's been to AA. This is a guy who has been fired from NFL teams because he had a drinking problem. And he resurrected himself by changing. So why is it that you think that he can't change now or isn't motivated, especially when he knows he needs to change? I mockingly call him McBuddy, as I always have mocking nicknames for just about everybody. When it was Tannehill, I called him Shonuff. It's always nicknames that have double entendres. Mike is everybody's buddy. But the question is, just like Florio said, can you go from the cool teacher that lets everybody play cards in the back to the teacher who's cracking the whip to teach the F-cat?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. And like you said, you can change, but are you going to get the leaders to buy in and get the leaders to sell for
it.
You?
Yeah.
That's the thing, because we've all been in situations where I don't know about this new boss, new owner, and then a guy you respect or a girl you respect comes up a lot and says, oh, no, they're cool.
Yeah.
Just trust me. And you say,
they vouch for him.
Yeah, and you go, okay, I trust you, and if you trust him or her, okay.
That's exactly what he needs to have.
He needs, and it sounds terrible, it's like a business, he needs middle management to step up for him.
That's it. And that's why you hear all this talk about culture change, and it's coming from the leaders. It's coming from the Alec Ingles and the Bradley Chubbs and the Tua Tagovailoas and the Jalen Waddles, and because they're the ones that have to sell it to the other mm-hmm. players. But to sell it, you got to believe it. You got to buy into it. And you know, I don't know, because I can't tell you. I'm not a big believer in culture. I really haven't seen it be very effective, even though we've watched it with the Heat for 2-3 decades. We now see it with the Panthers lead to back-to-back Stanley Cup. So, but keep in mind, I cover the Dolphins. Right. How many culture changes do you think I've seen? There've got to be like seven.
Yeah.
And how many of them have been successful? Zero. Mm. So it'll be interesting to see if this is the type of culture change and this is the type of buy-in that leads to a wholesale transformation and turnaround. Now, to get back to the other things that I learned about this team, there is a very clear understanding from Tua Tagovailoa that I just need to be healthy for the entire season. I need to be available. I can't put myself in harm's way. Mm. And that is going to have to force him to change his approach in terms of how he plays.
Is that possible?
I think it is when you also realize what it, your money's on the line. Money is a motivating factor. And, you know, yeah, I'm getting fat checks right now, but the last year of my fat checks is 2026, which is next season. Mm-hmm. If I have a regime change and a coaching change, it could also lead to an organizational change.
Yeah.
And who wants to be faced with that? So, and I can tell you the easiest recipe for disaster for this season is to Tua not be on the field because he's the conductor that makes it all go. I do believe and have learned that the Dolphins have a dangerous pass rushing trio. Now, maybe that's the offensive line just looking like booty cheeks. you know, no pads are on yet, and we haven't watched James Daniel practice. I haven't really watched Austin Jackson practice. But Chop Robinson's looked like he's taking that next step. Chubb looks like Chubb, even though he's primarily working against backups. He looks like a very forceful player. And Jalen Phillips, if you don't know about Jalen Phillips, he keeps himself in probably the best condition, best physical specimen of a human that I've probably ever seen in professional sports. Now, the question is, can they all stay healthy and can they all get on the field with Zach Sealer? If you think about that, that's three players in Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb, Chop Robinson, Zach Sealer that could all produce double-digit sacks for you.
And that secondary gets a lot better when the quarterback doesn't have a lot of time to pick him up.
Mm-hmm. Other thing is leaders need to step up, and we talked about that a little bit earlier. There is a new batch of leadership, and that has to evolve. You always have to evolve as a team, but all young leaders have to step up. And I'm seeing Devon Achane step up. I'm seeing Jalen Waddle step up as leader. Jordan Brooks is taking on a more vocal role. Aaron Brewer and Austin Jackson, they're stepping up as leaders. These are things that are important, but I do have concern. There has to be a leader that steps up in the secondary, and I have no idea who that's going to be. Another thing that we'll see probably in training camp when it opens up, there's going to be a fierce competition at receiver for the back end. We know who Jalen Waddle is. We know who Tyreek Hill is. We know they're the primary targets, but Malik Washington, he's not relinquishing that number three spot based on what I saw in camp. Nick Westbrook Ikhine, I did not see that much from him other than the red zone day. There was injury associated with that.
Don't scare me.
Taj Washington, a guy who had the red shirt last season, speedy little slot receiver. Those guys are all D. Eskridge. Don't overlook him. He's a former high draft pick who had some tough times in Seattle, got waived, ended up with the Dolphins, is here. I think he's got a ton of talent. That's going to be interesting. And then we get to the offensive line. Man, I don't like what I saw in training camp. No pads, but it was still troubling to me. There's no depth. No backups. When Liam Eikenberg is your sixth offensive lineman, and say whatever you want about Liam Eikenberg,
right, I don't.
But right now, if the season was on the line, Liam Eikenberg's starting half the season because there's not going to be a season where you're not going to lose a starting offensive lineman or two. So you better get comfortable with Liam still being in the fold.
I'll tell you this about Omar's articles. I absolutely love them because they're very easy to digest. I'm not saying that, you know, it's just like quick little hitters. It's easy. You put it in a way that really makes it informative and a way to, you know, space things out in my mind that makes it very easy to understand. And I get where you're going with everything. So I implore you to check out all of his articles in the Miami Herald because they really, really do give you great insight. And like I said, he's not one of these writers who's too cool for school where they try to gaudily write all this craziness. So it's digestible and it's great. And if you listen to me on the weekends, I use it all the time because I love your insight and I love the way that you present it. And it's just some of the best stuff that you're going to find. So, Omar, thank you for that as always. Check out his articles on the Miami Herald's website.
Get over that paywall. It's worth it. Very, very, very much worth it. And got a parade this weekend. What's better than watching a parade? Listening to a parade. I'm serious about this. You've got Tobin and Solana. They're going to be at Lulu's Bait Shack. And it's not just going to be them giving a play-by-play of the parade. They're going to be doing interviews. We're going to have the mic, wired in so that we can hear the players, for better or for worse, for sober or not sober, talking.
Button's ready anyway.
It's going to be a whole lot going on. Interviews with probably guys like Bill Lindsay. So you're going to get kind of a description. You're going to kind of get a recap of the season. You're going to get interviews. We're going to have the guys from the team talking on the mic. So it will be kind of more interactive than just, here comes Matthew Tkachuk with the trophy. Here comes Sam Bennett walking around. You're going to get a whole lot of that. So if you're around, definitely check that out. Omar, I know you're not going up to Broward, so give it a listen if you're in the car and you're running around town. So that's Sunday at noon.
Alrighty.
We'll have it taken care of. So for Trevor Harris, Omar Kelly, I am Dan Day, Joe Rosedenny, Hollywood Rabinowitz will be back next week. Thank you so much for listening. You can't mess up a Friday. Have a great weekend. This is 560 WQAM.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.